Well, let's ask this question. Why does Easter matter? Why does Easter matter? I mean, sure, it's fun to have an excuse like we need one to eat lots of chocolate. And sure, it's amazing to have 2 weeks off school. And definitely, it's awesome to celebrate that Jesus is alive. But what difference does Easter make? Why does it matter? A lot of people, including Christians, would struggle, I think, to answer that question. This last week at our children's school, there was an Easter bonnet competition. All the children were tasked with the challenge of creating their own Easter bonnet, bringing it in. They would be judged and there would be a prize. And in the run-up to that day, I saw lots of different bonnets being carried into school. Some very creative Easter bonnets, some very lovely ones with some really beautiful designs. There were all kinds of wonderful decorations, including one that was covered with Angry Birds. Now, I may need to do a bit of explaining here. Angry Birds, are they on the screen? There they are. You might have seen these, or you may not. This is a game that you can play on your mobile phone. The basic premise is this. You've got birds that are in a catapult. They're a bit angry with some pigs. Bear with me. And you have to fire the birds at the pigs to destroy them. Okay? That's when you explain it like that, it sounds quite ridiculous. But that's the basic premise of the game. And all the kids love it. Yeah. And some grown-ups too. Okay? So we had an Easter bonnet, Easter, decorated with Angry Birds. Now, what on earth have Angry Birds got to do with Easter? Can anyone think of a reason? I can't. I was bowled over by that creation. Angry Birds for Easter. It's unbelievable. I don't want to hear it, Jack. You might have a good reason. I don't want to hear it right now. Okay. Tell me afterwards, right? But even if we know that Easter is all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we've still got to answer the question, why does it matter? Why should we pay attention to it? What difference does it make to us? Well, the early Christians probably didn't celebrate Easter the way that we do now, but they definitely celebrated the resurrection. People like the Apostle Paul celebrated, I think, every day. Because Paul knew that the resurrection matters not simply because it's an important event in the past, but because it points us to a glorious event in the future. And therefore, it gives us and affects us in the present. Paul wrote these two verses in Philippians, what Andrew just read for us, verses 20 and 21. This is what we'll be focusing on this morning. Paul wrote, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Now, Paul assumes something here in these two verses that he's already written about in his letter. He assumes that Jesus died by crucifixion, and that he was raised to life and exalted to heaven. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11. They describe for us the eternal deity of Christ. They describe the incarnation of Christ. They describe the obedient death of Christ. They describe the resurrection of Christ over the whole, and the reign of Christ over the whole universe. Let's read them there on the screen, I think. Paul wrote there, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You see, the infinite God became a finite man to serve sinful people by dying in their place. We celebrated that on Friday. But today we celebrate that after death, he was raised to life and exalted above everything and everyone. And having said that, Paul then tells us that because that is true, then verses 20 and 21 of chapter 3 is also true. And this is why Easter matters. So let's look with Paul at why Easter matters. Easter matters because it reminds us that heaven is our home. It matters because it reminds us that heaven is our home. We are a community of heavenly citizens living temporarily in a foreign land. Our citizenship is in heaven, says Paul. While the world used to be our home, now by faith in the finished work of the risen Lord Jesus, we belong to a different place. Jesus came from heaven to earth to take the people he has redeemed from earth to heaven. His death paid for our sin. His resurrection guarantees our forgiveness and our eternal life. If we're trusting in Christ, then we're ready for our new home with him. We are citizens of heaven. Well, as many of you know, we will very soon be moving as a family to Milton Keynes. And we found the house that we're going to be living in several weeks ago, and we've been looking forward to it ever since. But as soon as we knew where we were going to live, suddenly our current home became totally inadequate. Completely inadequate. Our new house is very different to the house that we're living in now. There's more room, there's a garage, there's a dishwasher. I'm very excited about this. And so for most weeks, our sentences have started with, well, in our new house, you know, I'm fed up of doing the washing up five times a day. Oh, but in our new house, there's a dishwasher. See, the old house, completely inadequate. The new one is going to make our lives complete. Yeah. Well, Easter reminds us that because of Jesus, heaven is our new rightful home. We have so much to look forward to. But of course, we're still living in our old home. And suddenly, it seems completely inadequate. Because here on earth, life is very hard. And life is especially hard for those who follow Jesus. Why? Because loving and living for him with all our heart, soul, mind and strength is hard. When so much in our heart, soul, mind and strength is still attached to this world. It's hard because we know how much better the world could be if everyone confessed Jesus as Lord and bowed down to him, but we see that the vast majority don't. Most of all, it's hard because while we continue to live in the world, Jesus resides in heaven. We are away from the Lord and at home in the world, when what we really want is to be away from the world and at home with the Lord. It's hard to live in the world as those who know that they are citizens of heaven. But Easter, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, reminds us that heaven is our true home. And if we trust in the Lord Jesus for forgiveness through his blood, and if we confess that he was raised from the dead, then we are citizens of the kingdom where Jesus reigns. And one day we will be with him in that kingdom. Easter matters because it reminds us that heaven is our home. Amen. I like that. Yeah. Bit of two-way talk. It's good. But Easter also matters because it reminds us that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Paul said in verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven and we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus came once into the world to redeem it. He will come a second time to restore it. So for those of us who believe the gospel, Easter reminds us that Jesus is coming back. And so we eagerly wait. We eagerly wait. There's a real sense of mega excitement in Paul's language here. The words he used have a real sense of it's like a child counting down the sleeps until something happens. Do you do that in your house? We do it all the time. We've had lots of things to count down the sleeps to recently. So many sleeps till the last day of school, so many sleeps till Easter, so many sleeps till we're moving house, and so on and so on. Lots of sleeping. Not enough in my view, but anyway. We've had lots of sleeps to count down. And of course that increases your excitement, doesn't it? Oh well, yesterday it was 5 sleeps, today it's 4. Oh yeah, and tomorrow it will be 3. You get more and more excited. There's an eager anticipation and expectation of what's coming. Well, Paul's like that. We're eagerly awaiting a saviour from heaven. And he definitely expects that at any day, at any time, the Lord Jesus could appear. And it's and Paul is living each day with that kind of eager anticipation. Every day he wakes up thinking, he's coming back. He's coming. Soon he'll be here with us and we'll see him. And when we see him, we'll be like him. And we'll be with him and it will be forever and it'll be wonderful and amazing. Every single day was lived like that for Paul. Because he knew that Jesus was coming back. Now if heaven is our home and the world is our temporary dwelling, then we will hold very light to this world because we know that Jesus is coming back. The world as it is now will not last forever. It has a shelf life, a sell-by date. And when he comes, everything will change. Everything. And it will change because Paul tells us we're eagerly waiting for a saviour from heaven. A saviour from heaven. Now Easter matters because we're reminded that Jesus is coming back. And he will come back either as my judge or as my saviour. Either as my judge or as my saviour. Paul says that we're eagerly awaiting a saviour from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now how can he know that? How can he know that when Jesus comes, he will be his saviour and not his judge? Well, it's because of Easter. Because Jesus is alive though he was dead. His resurrection marked the dawn of a new age of hope and certainty for all who would come to Jesus believing that he is their saviour. You see, if Jesus is alive, then the Father has accepted his death as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Jesus' sacrifice of atonement has satisfied God's just anger towards us. If Jesus is alive, then we are saved. And Jesus is our saviour when we come believing in him. Easter matters because it reminds us that Jesus comes as our saviour and not as our judge if we are trusting in him. We eagerly await a saviour from heaven. Jesus is coming back. And finally, Easter matters because when he comes back, we will be transformed. Paul said, our citizenship is in heaven. We eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. We've already seen the extent of Jesus' power and authority in chapter 2. God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is supreme. He is the supreme Lord and ruler of everything. Why? Because God raised him from the dead and gave him that name. He gave him that power and that authority. It is his. Whether or not we see it in the world now, we will all see it one day when he appears. Jesus is the one who came through death victorious. And so therefore he has the power to bring everything under his control. including, Paul says, our lowly, humble bodies. We can't bring our bodies under control, can we? I mean, sure, if I want to go and pick something up, I know that I can move my hand and I'll go and pick it up. I can control my body in that sense. But we have no power over our bodies as they grow older. We have no power over our bodies as they deteriorate in health or even as they succumb to death. We do not control our bodies in that sense. That's why Paul describes our bodies as lowly, as humble. Our bodies remind us of our humility before God, because were it not for sin, we would not experience death and decay the way that we do. So every day when we wake up and we remind you our knees are hurting, well, that reminds us. They're hurting because of sin. This body is low, it's humble before God because of that sin. It's subject to decay. But Easter reminds us that Jesus has the power to bring these bodies under control, under his control. And what will that mean? Well, it will mean a radical transformation from humility to glory. Jesus will give us bodies that are suitable for life in his heavenly kingdom. Our bodies then will not be subject to death or to decay or to sin or pain or sickness or forgetfulness or slowness or blindness or deafness. There will be no need for wheelchairs or crutches or glasses or hearing aids or false limbs or pacemakers. We won't need them in heaven. Our bodies, our lowly bodies, will be transformed and glorified so that they are exactly like his glorious body. That body that came out of the tomb that first Easter Sunday, that had come through death, that had defeated it, that was now raised to an immortal, physical, glorious existence. We will be transformed to be like his glorious body. And so whenever we feel our bodies wasting away, we should be reminded that we are subject to death because of sin. But we should also remember the Easter promise that when Jesus appears, we will be transformed. Whenever we struggle in our flesh to remain faithful to Jesus, when sin gets hold of us, when we fail yet again, we should be reminded that Jesus has the power to bring everything under his control, including our bodies, that he will transform. That whenever we fear what's around the corner, at the next doctor's appointment or at some unknown time in the future, we should remember that Jesus is alive and he is coming back, and that our true home is in heaven with him. And so through faith in him, we have nothing to fear. So you see, Easter really does matter. But none of these Easter reminders belong exclusively to Easter. That would be a shame and a travesty if we only remembered these things once a year. No, these are continual promises and assurances that come only through faith in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this morning. Do you have confidence that these promises are true? Have you come to see that you need a saviour because you've been running away from God and you've been refusing to let him rule over you? Have you turned around and run to him instead, repenting of your sin, believing that he will accept you because of Jesus and his work on the cross and his resurrection? Do you know through faith in these glorious things that you will be raised and transformed with Jesus when he returns, ready to dwell in his kingdom forever? Do you know why Easter matters? And is your heart rejoicing in it today? I only have one more chance to plead with you to repent and believe. You might have heard this even from my lips hundreds of times. You might only be hearing it for the first time today. Will you listen to the word of God today as he invites you to join his family, to be adopted as his son or his daughter, to be forgiven, to be cleansed, to be made ready for eternity with him? Will you come to him and believe? Will you confess your need of him? Will you turn to him and be saved? I'm going to pray. Let's pray together, thanking the Father for the very precious gift of his Son risen from the dead, and asking for his gift of faith to believe in him.